There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Let's talk to Giles Gibson, joins us on the line from Washington, D.C. Giles, good to have you back on.
Thanks for having me.
So look, let's start with this. Top of the agenda, really. Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, back in Washington, D.C. after his trip to Asia. What can you tell us?
That's right. He's back in the White House after really a marathon tour. It was five countries, 12 days, thousands of miles up on in the air on Air Force One. He traveled to Japan, China, South Korea, Vietnam, and then finally the Philippines. He held a lot of talks with the Chinese president, for example, Xi Jinping, about those ongoing tensions on the Korean Peninsula. He was also discussing trade, talking about his America First economic agenda and how he's not going to sign up for the sort of trade deals that his predecessors have signed up for. But really one of the sort of slightly more unusual stories from that trip was this whole Coygate story in which Trump was pictured throwing a whole load of fish food into a koi pond when he was with the Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. He came in for a lot of criticism from that, people saying he was being sort of a badly behaved guest of the Japanese. But it actually transpired that just a few seconds before that, the Japanese Prime Minister had done the exact same thing and had thrown his bowl of food into the water as well. So there was a lot of speculation really before he went that he was going to perhaps sort of put his foot in it, maybe sort of have some sort of a diplomatic gaffe. And that picture went around social media, a lot of people criticizing the president on Twitter, but it appeared that Coygate wasn't actually quite how it seemed.
And Coygate, what a title. But yes, one of those cases where you had to see the whole picture rather than just one of them. Now, Giles, there's also a story that's emerged about three US college athletes. They were arrested, but they've been released by Chinese authorities over shoplifting.
That's right. It was actually at the time when Donald Trump was traveling through Asia. They were on a sort of a college basketball tour, these three UCLA athletes, and apparently were reportedly were caught shoplifting in a shopping center in Hangzhou in China. Donald Trump then seems to have intervened when he met the Chinese President Xi Jinping on several occasions across this marathon trip of his in Asia, seems to have spoken to the Chinese president about this. The athletes, after that, those conversations were then released. They're now back in Los Angeles. And then a sort of a minor controversy broke out over this tweet that Donald Trump put out saying that he was essentially asking if these athletes would thank him for intervening with the Chinese president on their behalf. The athletes have given a press conference where they sort of quite sheepishly expressed their sort of, they said sorry for putting their teammates in perhaps in some sort of danger and for damaging the reputation of their team and their college. And they have also now thanked the U.S. president for intervening on their behalf.
Giles, can I ask you just briefly about the situation with Judge Roy Moore? I've seen the tweet aimed at Mitch McConnell, bring it on, was a rather combative way to, conduct himself in public. But his lawyers cast doubt on the signature of one of the people who have accused him of misconduct.
That's right. One of the women who's come forward, it's now nine women in total, said that from her old high school yearbook, she had a note written about 40 years ago by Roy Moore, essentially expressing some sort of a relationship and understanding between them, even though Roy Moore has said that he's never met this woman, he's never had any dealings with her. I mean, really, this scandal is absolutely dominating U.S. politics at the moment. It's a very crucial race for a seat in the U.S. Senate. The Republicans currently only have a very slim majority, 52 seats versus in a 100-seat chamber versus the Democrats and a few independents. So they really do need to hang on to this seat. And these women keep coming forward. It's been a series of women over the last couple of weeks, really. But Roy Moore has been defiant throughout. He said that this is fake news. He's under a lot of pressure from very senior Republicans in Washington and also in the state of Alabama to step down, to step out of the race. And so really Republicans are now scratching their heads, trying to come up with a solution here, either trying to get him to step aside or trying to clear his name. But that appears unlikely at this stage. And that election is just around the corner. It's on the 12th of December.
Giles Gibson, based in Washington, D.C. Short and sweet today, but really appreciate you coming on, Giles. Good to talk to you.
Thanks very much.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.